and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're in and we're up and running. Yes, your year. You know that boom, it hits your eardrums. Every single week, four times a week, depending on where you are in the world. And yes, here you are, Paul Rees, UK Health Radio. I am here and I have a banging guest for us today. Yes, back in the world down under, well, from me anyway. But I'm going to bring that in a second. And do you know what? It's going to be an amazing show. Actually, it's always an amazing show. And I can be biased because I'm the presenter. I can say how great it is, how amazing it is, as many times as I want. And you might think, Paul, really? I wasn't too keen on last week. Nah. You're only keen on something that reminds you of what you're not good at. Remember I said that? You're only not keen on something that reminds you of something you're not good at, which means you have to do a bit of self-development. If I'm hitting those buttons, then I'm getting the show aligned, because that's what it's about, making human beings over human doings. And that person on my show today, the guest on my show today, yes, she loves that concept because her whole philosophy is built on making human beings. Isn't it crazy though, listeners? We're actually having to redesign ourselves back into human being nature. Come on! What's going on out there? Really? I mean, listen, I've been doing a lot of filming these last couple of days because I'm going to announce it, yes, a couple of weeks from now. When I say probably 3 weeks from now, I will be leaving my home environment and traveling more or less. I say more or less because if my wife phones me and says, Paul, I need you to come home for a day or two, I will have to abide by her orders because she is the person that I spoon with every night. So here's how it is that I am leaving my home environment and I'm going to be traveling for approximately 4 months, the length and breadth of the UK, on my UK Business Stinks tour. I'm 4 months interviewing business people and everybody all over the country, bringing it to my YouTube channel, Lifestyle Business Design Paul Rees. Get on there, subscribe. If you've not, you are going to be missing out. And I can't say that because I do know my intentions. I know what it is I'm going to be bringing to the YouTube channel the next 4 months. Paul Rees, Lifestyle Business Design. And talking about business design, now I want to bring this lady in. Because darn it, does she know what it means and what it takes to design something massive, universally, multiversally huge. Because that's how this lovely lady thinks. But here's the thing, I'm going to say this. She's just a giver also. Too much of a giver, because when we're too much of a giver, it means we give too much of ourselves and nothing left for anybody else. But she is that. But I want to bring it in because she is all the way from, let me get it right, because I got it in my notes. And guess what? I lost my highlighter notes and I had to print something off quick. We are somewhere in, can't find it. She's going to tell me. I know it's Australia. I know it's underneath me, yet we're above it. And all these beautiful things. The amazing, the beautiful Karina Linby. Coming in now, girl. Happy days and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Paul, for having me.
Tell me,
and yes,
where...
we're from a little country town in Collinsville, which is in the tropics. And we're about an hour inland from the coast of North Queensland.
North Queensland. There it is, North Queensland. Girl, do you know what? We met quite some time ago when you reached out to me or I reached out to you. Who knows? But you said, Paul, you know, I have this platform. And I remember when I met you on our first call, man, you ruffled my feathers. You were like straight in telling me this is how it should be. This is how it should be. I could feel my spine shrinking bit by bit by bit by bit. But you know what? Even though I probably reacted on that first call, I learned so much from you in the very early days of our conversations. And I wish that I had respected more of what you said to me because I've matured into those insights that you shared with me back perhaps 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, be about 2 years ago.
That helped me so much in seeing myself in my product. And that's a knack that you have. You really know how to see under the layers of people's, I'm going to say, drama, trauma and armor to produce something hugely fantastic for every individual. And that's where we come into, girl. You design the business, which is, of course, the answer is yes, Training Academy. And that's where we met. Now, there's a whole history to you before this, because you are a mom, you are a wife, you are a grandmother, and all those beautiful things. But why put yourself into a business engine? I'm going to say this for our listeners to get the rate of it. This is a massive platform that will hold hundreds, probably thousands of business coaching, I'm going to say products, services, deliveries. Why would you want to spend all these years promoting other people's gifts through the size of the gift you have, I'll say also.
I guess having been there in that position of, when you start up in business, there's no question you make every mistake you possibly can under the sun. And man, they are costly. They hurt both on a relationship level, on a physical level, on a cost level. And I burnt so much and I was like so frustrated in business that I couldn't get the expert help that I needed. So one of the reasons that we started The Answer Is Yes is because I understand the frustrations of business owners. Where do you get the expertise? It's like you've got to lift up about 20, 30,000 rocks before you find the gold. And so that's what we're doing, is finding those solutions for business people, because I know what drives me is frustration. I hear the frustration, the pain and the angst. And having been a financial counselor, I've seen the sad side of it is when people, businesses implode because they never got the advice in the right advice in the early stages.
It's fair to say, Karina, that, and I've said this many times, running a business is very simple. It's actually how we run ourselves within that business is what makes for the complication. What emotional habits do we bring in? What armor do we put up there? What trauma do we are we loyal to, and how that plays out. But then, that aside, what you've said there makes so much sense. Where it is, why is it so hard to find the available professional person that fills those gaps that we are not good at? I'm not good at sales, and I'm okay with that. I have people in my life that are good at sales, but it took me 10 years to find that out for myself into my first bankruptcy, only bankruptcy. Why is it that that the nature of us, it takes so long for us to see past our ego and to say, I need help on this, which is what the answer in yes is providing.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. It's really about pride. Sometimes we think we can do it. People come from being employed by somebody else and they think they can do it better, they can do it way better than anybody else. They've got all these grand ideas, but it hasn't been proven. And so they try. That's why I reckon businesses fail within the first 3 to 5 years, because instead of getting help, they try to wing it themselves and they do the crash and burn. So one of the things that I look for is I would much rather get an expert on board that has already done the crash and burn. I don't mind the crash and burns. In fact, I did a crash and burn. But what it is that once they've been through the valley of the shadow of death and they've come out the other side and still in business, they are the people that I want to know, because they've worked out what went wrong. Because you come out of university. And I get a lot of interns. The universities give me lots of interns, and they come out and they think they know absolutely everything. And do you want to be paying these people to practice on your business? No. You want them to have made all the mistakes previously before they get in touch with your business. And that's why when we look for it, we want people that have got at least 10 years experience, because if they're still going after 10 years, they're a viable business. And I don't want these wannabes. It makes me laugh when somebody says, "Yes, I'm a life coach." And I go, "And how old are you?" 21. And I'm sorry to say that to me, you don't have enough bridges and burns. You haven't been through those valleys of the shadows of death enough to be able to confidently guide me in life. I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen. So.
I love that valley of death experience. It makes so much sense, where mistakes do make for life prizes. I mean, I'm a big believer mistakes make for life prizes. And you certainly went through yours where, you were left 140K in debt from one business event venture. When you think about that lack of integrity towards you as a human being, to leave someone that financially in negative gratitude debt. It's just unbelievable. And I get that from my own experiences where I went 90K into bankruptcy. But thinking about, putting all on your perspective, coming to yourself as a human being, it does tell me a lot about you. One, how forgiving you are. How forgiving you are to what are the mistakes that are put onto you by other people, but also the mistakes that you've experienced in order to get your life gifts, we could say, or prizes. But when you think about the crash and burn to business, there is a percentage of other people creating those crash and burns for you and you creating your own. And which would give you,
Absolutely.
given that wider range of, I'm guessing, coaches that you look for, in the answer is yes, which is those who coach you from preventing you, but also coach you from being burned at the same time. Because,
Yeah.
what's your thoughts on that?
I'm not 100% sure I got the question
You're right, because it wasn't a
right.
question, it was an ask a thought, and I got that.
Yes,
Let me go
I'm
again
not
then.
sure that
So,
I'm on the
yeah,
same page there, so.
and it was a techie one. I do apologize. There are two layers to coaching: those who coach people to be successful in themselves, and within that, there should be a coach who can coach you not to be. Because there are. I mean, rephrase this another way: people go into business mostly for the wrong reason with another person. They go in because they are sharing loneliness, they're sharing disappointment, they're sharing the lack of skills in the same place. And if you've not been coached correctly in how to collaborate correctly, then effectively you become the same burnout day in, day out with other people who share the same commonality of burnout. So that range of coaching, is so important, you feel.
Definitely. Building on, well, first of all, I'll never go into business with anybody else. And there is a difference between employing somebody and going into business with somebody. I think, it comes back to my Bible days, never be unequally yoked. And I think if the person that I want to go into business with is not got the same values and not got the same work ethics as me, I think you're just inviting yourself into trouble. And for coaches in their respects of, have they gone through those periods themselves? Yeah, I think it plays a huge value on it if they just keeps coming back to unequally yoked, even in your coaches. If you cut the coach you're looking for is not of the same alignment with you, then they're going to try to impose different values and beliefs than what you've got. And so finding a coach can be very difficult, to
I
be
love that
frank.
you sh I love that you share that, Karina, because that's what I was looking for, is how do your philosophies range into how you filter your coaches into the Answer Is Yes platform? Because I know that you're looking for a mass selection, basically, but the right selection, the right qualities. I run through your achievements: top leadership development training 2022, 21, 22, 23, BX Excellence Awards finalists. I've got others, which was the Evans Awards, the so and Associate Awards, Canol Carlisle Prize for academic excellence overall. I've got more going on here. Australian Society of CPAs Society Medal for Excellence in Accounting Studies. And I've still got more that I could read through. So you have, a very high level of, I'm going to say, perfectionism within business. It means you don't stop until it gets right, until it becomes right. And you're building a platform here that basically is probably 3 or 4 lifetimes to get to that place of perfection because of the range of personalities that you'll be bringing and are bringing in to the Answer Is Yes. How do you even manage that concept and stay still for a second in life?
I don't know about if I ever stay still for moments in life. I see this, it's a journey, but I've got an end goal in mind that I'm building a passive business. And while I'm happy to work in the business, I'm happy to do the work and will do the work. But it's always with the end goal in mind that this can, everything I do is about, am I building a business or creating a job? Everything that I look at has to be towards creating a business. If I'm finding that I'm doing mundane stuff all the time, I've got to stop and say, you're into job mode. What can I do to create this into a business? I don't think I ever fully stop. And in fact, that's probably one of my failings, is that because I'm enjoying it at the moment, people ask me what my hobby is, and I go, yeah, reading. That's about it at this stage. I'm not the fittest person in the ranks at the moment, but we're working on that. Yeah, it's just, it is interesting how it comes together.
When you are a multipreneur like yourself, and I say that again, a multipreneur, that's where you are. You're not happy at one layer, two layer, three layers of entrepreneurial practice, entrepreneurial thinking. You go multiverse. And somewhat, you know, that is an emotion you have to manage. Being a multiverse, multi-entrepreneur means that not one idea is big enough for you. It has to be multiple ideas, because that's what you get.
It's true.
You get energized by that career.
Yeah.
Now, there is a side effect to that, and I wanted to just go into it. The side effect to that is that we want to save every puppy in the litter. And we've had this kind of conversation off air, but we do want to save every puppy, because we want everybody to be a multipreneur in any possible way they can. And, you know, the conversation I've had with yourself over the years we spoke is like, wow, you are determined for somebody to have their moment of success. And how do you even manage the concept of, you know, who you are? Hubby is there saying, well, you know, you're my wife, where are you? We've got children, we've got grandchildren. You know, we love what we do, but as a multipreneur, we are built from the life within that allows us a space. And I feel you're trying to create that for everybody in the Yes platform.
Yeah, that's probably a failing, because I've always been able to do it, is being able to see people what they can be, not necessarily what they are, and having that ability to see the steps that they need to be able to see where they can be. And sometimes I've had a number of trainers that, you know, I've pushed them along, and yes, I have literally pushed them along, and then they had that aha moment. Okay, now I see where you're taking me. Now I've got it. And then they just flourish and thrive. There is a difference. However, it is only those, and this is my failing, is I can't take everybody. It has to be those who really want it, because if they really want it, I can work with that. I can work with passion. You know, we can work around the missing skill sets and all of that, but unless they've got that passion and that drive for something, it becomes mediocre, and I'm not interested in those ones. I want the people that have got that passion, that drive. It comes through in their trainings. It comes through when you speak to them. That's what I'm looking for people.
That's beautiful.
And they make interesting coaches.
You are shaping the coaching industry. And certainly I believe that you are pulling the bar of the quality of what coaching is up, because it does need it. You know, you can be a certified life coach in one day in certain parts of the world. You can be a certified business coach in a week, in a month, in some parts of the world. And you know, you are somewhat the Mother Teresa of the coaching world, where you are certainly putting your energy into, you know, bringing a bar that's missing. I'm going to say that, the bar that's missing. And is that important to you, that bar, within the Answer Is Yes platform?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have the, as I said, that minimum requirement of at least 10 years experience. Though I waived it once, and only once, and that was, but I had to put them through the rigors, you know. They had to go through some other peer reviews and all of that. And if the others didn't think it was excellent, then they wish you wouldn't have got on, because one of the things I look for is, we don't want to throw out the next Bill Gates by mistake. So we can't be so rigid that we throw away greatness just because they haven't quite got their 10 years experience. But we have to make sure they go through the rigors, and that they can prove that it's of value to others in their genre. so that they're adding and collaborating with what people are putting in there.
I mean, I love the risk factor you're prepared to take. And we're going to dive back a lot into a sec, because what we're going to do now is, listeners, we're going to jump into our first commercial. When we come back there, lovely Karina is going to call out some of her essential connections to website, email, things like this. And then we're going to jump back into, I love where we're going to finish off with the Bill Gates thing. We're going to go back into that. So, listeners, of course, we'll be back in a sharp 90 seconds. Be there, man. Happy days.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, yes, and you are back in with myself, Paul Rees of UK Health Radio, the healthiest place to be in life. Bit cheesy, but very true. I mean, Dan, we have a pile of presenters on this station, guys. You want to get in and listen to them, because darn it, they know so much about the human body that I do not know. And everything else that comes with that, spiritually, mentally, biologically, and all those beautiful things. But here we are, Paul Rees, and that's me. Lifestyle Business Design is my YouTube. I am a legacy business designer, and I work with entrepreneurs as a coach. Reach out to me if you want me. If not, then do you know what? I am wanted by my wife. And that's good enough for me right now in this day and age. But I have something far greater than I here to share with you today. That's, of course, Karina Lindby from Queensland, somewhere in Australia, somewhere out in sticks with just 1,500 people as neighbours. That is a very low amount. But before we go any further, as promised, website, email girl, what does that look like?
The website is answeryes.com.au. And my email is Karina, Corrina, at answeryes.com.au.
.au, there it is, .au. At the end there, it's the signature of the country. Thank you. And listeners, we'll be giving those details out, of course, after the next commercial a little later on. And you do have plenty of social media connections. I see that we're on LinkedIn. I see that we're on Facebook. You will find the lovely Karina Lindby, and the answer is yes, all over the place. And it truly is. It's out there everywhere because I've done my homework. And it is. It's beautiful. So let's go back into something. So I want to touch, before we went into our commercial, which is really the time factor that it takes to do what you're doing, bear in mind, I doubt our listeners are going to get the scale yet of the platform that you're building. But it is, it's like an X Factor thing, is that you are searching out that hidden talent and the obvious talent, but I'm going to say you search out that hidden talent. They come to you and then you're establishing, you know, is this going to be, are you a person that's going to fracture current thought into new? So you're that kind of X Factor. You're an influencer girl when it comes to, let's say, you know, finding that coaching experience, finding that coaching talent. I mean, that in itself, Corinne, is very time consuming on top of everything else. But, you know,
I'll be guilty. I don't actually search for the talent. The talent finds me. Those who are really have got it, mm-hmm. we just, I don't know, sometimes we just seem to align at the right time and they come along. And I'll give you a quick, very quick example. My cybersecurity specialist is the best in the South Pacific. He's done the UK military, the New Zealand military, he's done the Five Eyes, all of that in cybersecurity. How did I meet him? He flew in from New Zealand for a business breakfast for a meeting and it got cancelled. So he decided to attend a business breakfast. We just happened to meet and got talking. By the end of that day, he's like, my gosh, yes, let's do this. We're going to do the whole thing. He has got one of the amazing products. And that's what a lot of just synergies seem to happen. Do I actively go and knock on somebody's door? Mm-hmm. Very rarely do I do that because I feel like the right people, I attract the right people that I'm looking for, and then I do my due diligence on them. Wow, I will say that I have axed quite a lot of people. I go, I don't think so. but they just don't have, and I guess you've actually said it. I never really thought that's what I was searching for, but it is that X factor. What makes them unique? What makes them different? What makes them so exceptional in their field? And that's when I look into them, I go, yeah, wow, you blew me away. That's what we look for.
And you are a very open-minded person. I mean, you have to be, as say, all these awards, the tragedies they've been through in business. And then coming back to, I want to try to give our listeners a kind of mind's eye the size of this year. You know, I've been in the back end of the answer is yes, because as a facilitator on there, I see the size of it. What's the range of coaches we have on there now? And where are you looking to max out? Well, give me some numbers here.
Okay, so we currently have 77 coaches and consultants who are experts in their field. Mm-hmm. And they range in genres. So we have five major categories, which are workplace health and safety, human resources, all the business systems and infrastructure that you need for your business, personal development. So unless you've got personal development for yourself, you're never going to have it for your leaders, and your staff will certainly need it. And then the other one is business development. Unfortunately, a lot of people often go straight for business development and they forget that these are these other elements that need to be in your business that protects your business.
Yeah.
And that's what we look for. So yeah, they are there. So we currently got 77. I had 90, but unfortunately I'd have a few gunner do's. Mm-hmm. So the gunner do's got axed just recently. So they was like, no, you've got to come to the game. If I've got to chase you, I dread to think what your clients must experience if I have got to chase you for stuff. Wow. And so as far as I'm concerned, they lost their opportunities. If they can't, if they say they're going to do something and don't do it, red flags start to come up.
I do admire that philosophy, because if we can't be accountable, we can't make someone else accountable, because you can only ever coach the depth that we are. But then also looking at, so where, what number do you feel the answer is yes platform is going to max out at with coaches?
I could never have imagined going past 20, to be honest, at one point when I first started out, because that's, you know, I was like, oh, like that will cover all the topics to do with business. But people just keep amazing me. I don't know that we'll ever necessarily max out. Mm-hmm. What we'll look for, though, is I sort of liken it to we've got to put your business starts out and you go to business development. So think of a carport and you've got to put the bricks around it to protect it. Each of my coaches is a brick in the wall. And I thought we were just building you know, a business that protects like the size of an outhouse, but I realize we can go to a skyscraper. It just needs more people depending on their areas of specialty. So depending on what their area of specialty is, we could I couldn't say how many we could max out as, but as long as each of those topics that we have on our courses are unique and they stand alone. So think of when you put a wall together, it's made up of lots of bricks, and those bricks sometimes connect, but to really solidify, one brick does not protect you. You need to really build those walls up, and that's what we look for. So I'm not sure. It all depends on if we're working with businesses, as I said, they're on the outhouse looking for the size of an outhouse, or they're going for the skyscraper. You need more, because as you start to really dig deeper, delve deeper into those aspects, you can build, you know, just little segments of stuff can be quite in-depth. I don't know if we'll ever max out, to be honest.
I love that. I love the layering that you put in there that creates for those firm foundations and growth patterns to run in a business. But also I love that, again, being part of that platform, the opportunity you've given for the facilitators or coaches to actually become successful within their own right, because you've given detailed directive instructions, videos, and all kinds of things that allow that person that's in the platform to actually create their own material, how to build it, how to present it, how to, you've gone that stage further where it's, again, it's that nursing process you've put in there, which is so attractive to new raw talent. Again, this has taken us to the X Factor, where never done it before, but done it. There's a number one song in that person there, and there's a number one, and that's what I love about the answer is yes. You know, it is certainly a place where it's bringing into people's peripheral mindset this new shape of thinking, because truthfully, you know, I'm 55, 20 years in on this business. I only keep at the sharp edge because I put myself in front of the youngsters that think quicker than me. And I learn from them. And that's why, you know, and again, I only work with clients I'm going to learn from. Otherwise, I'm back into the Jurassic age of coaching. So that's, and I get nervous with that, but I enjoy it too. And that, but that's what I see you doing, bringing that wave of modern thinking, thinking that hasn't even been thought yet, into the answer is yes. And which tells me that regardless, because you say, I asked you your age, you said, if comfortable sharing, you put 60 on there.
And yes, just turned 60.
Now you were 60 going on 30. And I mean that in its all essence, because your think pattern is so modernly sharp, because that's what the answer is yes is doing, is bringing that sharp edge thinking day in, day out. You know, it is, it's very beautiful. And I want to go to the openness of you also now, Karina, because, you know, we talked about the metaphysical side, the spiritual side to Karina. Mm-hmm. And you see it, you said, shared with me, and I'm okay, please, if I'm not okay to share this, say banana. But you shared with me how you feel that is bringing another range to you in your thought process to possibly shape it into the answer is yes. Share that with us.
Yeah, I believe that a lot of my Christian beliefs have come into a lot of what and how I shaped everything. We had a lot of tragedies in, I had a totally dysfunctional family, I'll admit that. And, but I think there was one favorite verse that always played in the back of my mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So even when, wow. I mean, I remember in university, like I moved so much as a kid that I never made it through. Maths was always my stumbling block, which is the irony as I'm an accountant, okay? But maths, I struggle so much with it. I went back to university as a mature age student. So I was 26 when I went to university, back to uni. And I remember crying in my maths classes, going to remedial help with these maths, because I missed so much of it that I just couldn't get it. And I just had to keep saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And people pulling me eyes out. And I ended up with a HD on that subject, but it was the hardest thing that I could ever, you know, I think that put me through a lot of issues all the time. Is I can do this, I can do this. And if anybody ever read my report cards from high school, it was quiet, shy, inferiority complex, never talked to anybody. And I mean, shyness is now, I believe, is a choice. And yeah. I was like that, you know, I get out there and I speak in front of hundreds of people at times out there, love it on a stage. But it took a while to get to that yeah. place. And I had to acknowledge that these were issues, but I could get through it. Yeah, yeah. And the amount of times I'd go on stage, I can do all things through Christ's history. So, yes, my spiritual beliefs have played a huge part in a lot of what we did over the years. So.
That was such a share, you know, I can do all things through crisis. And you know, totally say, you know, you said, Paul, you know, I come from a very dysfunctional family. That level of, I'm going to say, development at that early age in life. First of all, you're a greedy person because you weren't happy coming in and having just bits. You had to have the full life university in the first part of your life. But, you know, lots of successful people, or shall I say, mind-shaping people that are here to disrupt what knowledge is, to recreate knowledge, come from that history of, you know, extreme differentiating family living. Do you see that now as being one of your live currencies that, you know, make up for your skill in how you think?
Yes and no. I think a lot of my growth started well past it. I think I was just in victim mode most of probably till well after into my university years. Wow. It was just trying to struggle through now. And, you know, I married young as well, so I brought some of that in to my relationship. So we had four kids in 5.5 years, and by which stage, when my youngest was one, I decided, that's it, I've got to get out from mum mode, because I could feel that I was suffocating in a lot of the ways. It wasn't who I was. But my husband couldn't find any work, so we decided to do a role reversal. When my youngest was one, and I had the higher education, so I went out to work, and he became the Mr. Mum. And believe me, you and me, the people who gave him grief over that, but we looked at it as a partnership.
Yeah.
Forget the gender roles. What was the partnership? What did we bring to it? So I have been, for the last 27 years or so, I have been the primary breadwinner. And it's just been that. And so but having that huge support in the background made a huge difference when going into businesses. And even through the disasters, he stood beside me. And that is where I probably got my biggest strength from, is in 4 days' time, I would have been married to him for 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we're about to celebrate 40 years of marriage to the same person. So, yeah, we're comfortable now with each other. So, but I tell you what, the couple of times around the year 7 to 10, yeah. I think I packed his bag at least 4 times. But we worked our way through it, so, yeah.
That is so beautiful, that story. I mean, such a power couple also. And you know, I love that roles reversed. Actually, it's quite a sexist thing to say. It's not a roles reversed. Why does it have to be the man, and why does it have to be, can't it just be who's the strongest person with that asset, you know, that does that? I think it's such a beautiful investment that you both made there, working on the strengths of each other. It's incredible. And you know, again, taking that dysfunctional part that you experienced, moving out of victim mode, and then taking that strength that it took to come out of that victim mode into the success mode that you're in. And listeners, please listen, you know, hear this. Please hear this. You know, Karina came from a very dysfunctional family in her early days. Now a very successful business person, Karina. For sure, with all your awards we've read out, plus I didn't read all those. And of course, your dad, your husband, a very successful business person, because he was the director of all those children. And each child is a business within itself. It really is. And then being the steerer of all those business as the head person. Man, I love the layering of this. I really do. And here's what we're going to do, listeners. I'm going to take us straight into our second commercial. If I don't, I'm going to row off the station because I'd like to keep going. But our commercials are important because they keep the station live. They truly do. So we'll be back in about, I'm going to say, yeah, about 90 seconds. And when we do so, we're going to jump back into this lady's beautiful story of life, business, and all that stuff.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, and it's hello from me, Paul Rees. Yes, I'm on. I'm in your earworm today, your earworm, depending on where you are. But you are listening to Paul Rees, UK Health Radio. I have an amazing guest with me today. If you've just joined us, where have you been? Please. Rewind, go back to the start. We don't cheat. We always start from the beginning of the show. That's called loyalty, man. And talking about loyalty, let's talk about this girl's loyalty, because here we are. We're with the lovely Karina Linby, buzzing in from Queensland, Australia. We're talking about The Answer Is Yes, which is a huge platform of designated X-Factor coaches. And also, I'm being reminded there's a lot of free stuff on there also. But before we go any further, how do we find you, girl? What are your details?
Answeryes.com.au and Karina@answeryes.com.au.
Perfect. Answer yes. I've even printed the word the and it's not even there. Answer is yes. Stand corrected, listeners. Yes. Remove the THE that I've been putting in front of it because it's not even there. It was a make-believe word. Let's come back in because we want to talk about the course. Really about giving and receiving. And we touched on this while we were going through the commercial, which is the importance of understanding, no, the importance of managing the openness to receiving gratitude, thanks, recognition, and bragging rights, you know, whilst building or be as a business owner. And, you know, you've said to me a few times, Paul, I'm working on receiving gratitude, accepting thanks.
Yeah, I believe a lot of that stemmed from childhood because I've always been an A-type student, got a lot of A's and all of that, and I would be put down because I was so good at it, and I just learned to just take a back seat. Many people, you know, they talk about all the personality types, you know, the of different people, and usually I pick a personality that's missing in the room. I fit days I fit fairly in the middle. So when I'm teaching, yeah, I can be the life of the party. When I'm in a, you know, we've got to be detailed oriented, accounting mode, well, we can be very detailed oriented as well. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to be the peacekeeper in there. So yeah, we can take on that hat. But the one I love the most is sometimes it's my way or the highway. Enough is enough. This is how it's going to happen. This is sometimes that's the only way you make things happen and get things done is to take it. So it's like, but yes, working on the receiving, that's what I'm working on this year, is to receive the compliments and the successes, because I've been working so hard that sometimes you've got to stop and say, hang on, what is this journey that I have been traveling on? Mm-hmm. And it has been a journey. And, you know, we've climbed a lot of mountains and say, yeah, well done, we've done it. So I'm taking that on board.
And do you think that, you know, the answer is answer is yes. Take away the V, Paul. It's not even there, listeners. Do you know what I mean? Answer is yes. Thinking about the size of that work, of that business engine, because it isn't, it's like the universe. There's no end to it. Or at least there's no claimed end to the universe, which is what you're building here. So, you know, you spoke about an end goal, but there isn't really an end goal, do you think?
No, I tried retirement for about a month. Suit me. I got bored. I think the part that I love about this business is I love the learning. Every coach and trainer comes on and gives me a different concept. So I've got the collective wisdom, and we worked it out, something like 1500 years collective wisdom of all these coaches and trainers, and a lot of it gets filtered through. So I don't even realize I'm picking up stuff as it's coming through, but seriously, the depth of their knowledge and their experience, it just blows me away at times. It really does.
That it is. That's very beautiful. And when we think about, now, your business is definitely a legacy business, because it is, it's a multi-generational business. It's not something that, you know, finishes when you finish. It's fair to say that would be the case. You know, were you aware that you were building a legacy business?
Not when I first started, absolutely not. I always just thought, oh, yeah, I'll do it. You know, when I got pushed out of the training organisation that I was buying into, I thought, oh, I'll just do my own stuff then. You know, it's just about me. But that lasted all of a month. and I couldn't help but help people. And that's, where I've met some amazing people along the journey. Mm. It's definitely not going to end. We've actually had two legacy trainers. Two of our trainers have passed away and their courses are still on our platform. Wow. And we make sure that, you know, the sales go to their family. And so it keeps going through. And, I've got contingency in place and something happens to me. So we've got to plan that far ahead, because it is taking a life of its own, and it's you've got to be adaptable in business. Sometimes, you know, you've got to flow with the river, and sometimes it takes a curve, and it's, it's amazing where it takes you.
So a question is, I mean, I talked about the multi-entrepreneur that I see in front of me, or the ultra-entrepreneur, call it whatever you wish, but is, answer is yes, enough for you at this given point? Do you see other sort of fractures of businesses coming in? If something else come alongside this, would you be keen to jump in, or do you say, do you know what, answer is yes, is my nest egg right now?
Well, I think it's currently my nest egg, but there's so many different layers of things that can come into it. I keep thinking, oh, we can start off at something else. I do have a couple of side businesses, but they all feed back into this one as well. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, one day I could sell off this component or that component, but, you know, it just keeps coming back in. So it's like, Yeah, look, you know, once you learn how to make a website, you can build any business, really. So we can keep doing stuff. So we do have quite a few others on the side there. So
Right.
where I've created specialty components, but it does all feed back into this one. I think it's I'll admit I do have people trying to get me to join these multi-level marketings and doing this and doing that. Like, no, it's not my passion.
I
I've
love
tried
and
that in the
again,
past.
I love that, Karina, that you do stay firm to what you're passionate with. Because shiny object syndrome is pretty large in the business world. And shiny object partnership collaborations, they're pretty high up also in what creates, the rate of unsuccess in business, because people collaborate emotionally for the wrong reasons. So I love that you are very firm to what fits you purposefully, emotionally, and gives reason. And how long do you think it took for you to get to that place of, I know what fits me and what doesn't?
It's definitely been a journey. I probably take about 30 years to get to this point. Yeah,
And
definitely.
that 3-decade experience, I'm so pleased you shared that, because it gives the reality to our listeners. Listen, this is a slow burner. Business isn't about money. Business is about self-realization, to create business, to create the money. Because remember, listeners, life currency before money currency always. Karina Lindby, it's been amazing. I've loved having you on the show. It's been such an
Thank
insight.
you.
So many gold nuggets, girls. And here we are, listeners, and we put out there, of course. If we are, answer is yes. What is for all your training needs, personal development, whatever it is, and go there, because this platform is stretching its roots very quickly in where we are going. So that's me, Paul Rees, UK Health Radio, of course, your legacy business designer, entrepreneur coach. Please reach out to me at paulrees.business. You will find me on Lifestyle Business Design, my YouTube channel, and all those beautiful things. Guess what? I can get more to my own channel because it's my show. And if you don't like it, too bad, get your own. And here we are, though, Karina Lindby. All her social media stuff will go out with her. Karina, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Happy days, and boom! Bye for now.
Emotions are